Hey guys, Maria Menounos here. Before your favorite AfterBuzz TV after show begins, I'm so excited to tell you that my new cookbook is out. It's called The Every Girl's Guide to Cooking. It's the quickest, fastest, easiest, most amazing recipes for kitchen newbies and chefs alike. Please check out MariaMenounos.com for more info. Buzz you later.
You're tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Is it too late now to say sorry? Is it too late to say sorry, Cortez?
I love this song.
Olivia? Too late to say sorry, guys?
Yeah, Liam. It's too late, bro.
It's too late, Amy. I am so sorry.
Shaytown.
Hey, Baking It fans. You are watching the After Show on AfterBuzz TV. We are back with season 3. This is It's All Good.
Do that note, sorry. Yeah, right on point. You're like a little off on pitch, but you were good.
All the time in my car. Really? Don't even start. As you guys know, I'm Sterling Cates. You can find me on Twitter at Sterling Cates. And to my left.
Yeah. What up, son? No, I'm just kidding. What's going on, everyone? Welcome back. It's season 3. Season 30. Which one is it?
Season 3 feels
season
like
30. Season 3. What's going on with Faking It? I'm your boy, Cortez G. West. You can find me on all social media handles as Cortez G. West. And we have the lovely...
Olivia!
I was trying to cut it
out. Olivia Gabri, and you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at @TheReal_O_G.
Perfect.
Just the look in her eyes should hypnotize you. Like, they're like the original eyes of vampires.
Guys, please welcome Olivia to the panel. She is joining us for season 3, so she'll be here every week.
Hi, Roya.
And Roya will be here at some point. She's following us right now on Twitter. Yeah, we're not really sure, but we're going to try to get her back in the studio. And we're working on getting all of the Faking It cast back in the studio this season, so hopefully that'll work out. But, you know, while we're here, let's get into it, shall we?
It's all good.
So we're back from summer break. We're all tan and bronzed and, you know.
A little bit.
We're just coming off of winter, really, right now, but they're coming back from summer. So we've got Amy returning from her trip with the band.
Mm-hmm. The Pussy Explosion.
Yeah.
I just wanted to say that's it.
That's a real band. No, I thought it was, but I don't think so. Because I remember Fifth Harmony made an appearance in one show, so I assumed it was them, but I guess not.
Oh, okay. So I don't think this Pussy Explosion situation is made up. I think that's made up.
It should be.
Maybe.
I've seen that van around L.A. I really have.
Sounds legit.
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm. That's funny. So Amy, was with them all summer, so she tried... pot for the first time, we found out. She had a little hookup.
She jumped off the cliff.
She had a beautiful... No, that was karma.
Oh, well, who jumped?
Karma did. Amy had a...
My mind went... Yes, karma, cliff dive.
Yeah, karma did.
That's what
we're
talking about.
Amy.
Well, she tried pot for the first time, too?
Yeah, she said it made her more paranoid than Fox News.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. Yeah, oops. I was writing.
The writers here are getting you with the clip.
Yeah, no, I was writing. That's why. See, I wasn't paying attention. I had a lot to write, so I didn't want to.
Yeah, just so many thoughts in your head. I missed those thoughts, Cortez. I missed it. So just quickly, though. So Amy was, over the summer, she was with Pussy Explosion. Mm-hmm. Karma and Shane wore lifeguarding. And Liam was gallivanting around Europe.
With Zita.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He was looking for his dad, right.
Which he did find.
And he found that he is not alive. And he also found that he is Jewish.
Mm-hmm.
And he has an aunt and some other family members that he got to meet.
Which is cool.
So that's great. So that's you know.
Which is cool, but then not cool. But I actually didn't meet my family until my mom's funeral.
Oh, really?
When I was 15 years old.
And are you close with them now?
Not at all.
But you know them. So you know they're out there on Facebook. Okay.
Yeah.
But you know you have like a...
I mean, I know they're out there. I think that I would want my close friends to take care of my funeral if something would have happened to me. Okay. That kind of situation.
Yeah, well, that got really dark really fast. But okay, I'll be here for you, Cortez.
I know, that's why I said my friends, you know?
Yeah,
you
and I'm
Olivia.
Here for you. That's cool.
Olivia going to take care of the casket. Just make sure. No, I mean, that, not the casket.
I know we just met, but, you know.
What is it called? The thing.
We'll
yeah.
carry you.
No, all throw right. me in the ocean, not the Pacific. That thing's dirty.
Fun fact about Cortez, he is the biggest germaphobe I've ever He just sanitized everything in the studio before we started. Just want to let you guys know that. Okay. Let's get back into it. So he found out who his dad is. Don't know if that storyline will go anywhere, but at least we've come to a conclusion because before he thought someone was his dad and it wasn't, blah, blah.
I think we're going to meet some of his family.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't think they would have brought it up otherwise.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah.
So technically he's not rich. If his other father would die or something, what happened to him?
Yeah. Right. His story's, it's kind of complicated. Yeah. Like his sisters, his mom, but like, right. you know.
That's why he hates liars. Yes. All right. So Amy at the beginning is practicing her speech, not an apology, but a kind of a way to explain why she had to leave to Karma, and she's practicing it on her pussy explosion friend. And
on her what?
Pussy explosion friend.
Her who?
From the band.
Just like Candy said.
I know, right?
Yeah. Okay, I'll say it again. But she makes a point that she's not apologizing. She is saying that she simply had to go because it was the best thing for her.
And I can't
and
blame
she
her.
She had to get over it. Yeah, you I'm like so her. Team Amy right
yeah.
now. I'm,
yeah, I definitely yeah. feel where she's coming from.
Yeah.
But I don't believe her. I feel like those feelings can jump back at any time.
Right. Well, there's a line that she said later, and it was something like, I'm sorry you were hurt, but I won't apologize for believe taking me. Care of myself.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Which I think is such a big, you know, that's... As a person in high school, that's such a mature thing to say.
Right.
I don't think I ever said anything that mature.
What is
when
the
I was
time frame for high school summer vacation?
It's like
3 months.
So
it's like you get out in early June and you come back late August. So it's like 2.5 months. 3 months.
And that's enough time to be away from someone to get over someone?
I don't think so. I don't think she's even over her. I think she's trying to, she's convincing Karma, but she's trying to convince herself, if
right.
anything.
Because, yeah. I've saw this Amy before.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So it's kind of like...
And just because in the whole summer she was distracted with this girl.
Right.
And, you know,
and now this chick's gone.
Who was beautiful.
Who was beautiful, yes.
By the way. But with Amy is one of those... Right. With Amy is one of those things where I feel like I want a friend like Amy, though. Like,
yeah.
I would love to have a friend, like, not to like me, but, like, I want a friend.
Or to, like, she's beautiful, too. So
yeah,
maybe to
yeah,
like you
but,
too.
Like, with Amy is the type of person, like, to still, you know her friend. Like, you
yeah.
know, she said, you know, she wanted her to stop her if she ever tried to get a tattoo, and she actually did. You know, that's, like, awesome.
Yeah.
But that Karma is so shady, though.
She's being real shady. So Amy goes to the pool where Karma is lifeguarding, and she goes there to give that whole spiel, but she really just finds out that Karma and Shane are now best friends.
Plot twist.
Heyo. So that's unexpected because they were obviously arch nemesis.
Nemesis.
Yeah. Exactly. So now that's a whole new relationship in this show because we're so used to them butting heads and fighting over Amy kind of, and now they're so close. So now Amy's kind of like, all right, well, now they're together as friends, so who am I going to be friends with or whatever. And then you have Shane and Liam, who Shane tells Liam about that he's friends with Karma now, but he doesn't tell him about this new character who we meet, who is Dylan, who is from Hawaii, and his nickname is Sharkskin.
Yeah, Sharkskin. I like how they like made him feel like he was going to be with Shane, and then all of a sudden he was with Karma when they introduced him, because we were like, okay, wait, he's with someone?
Right. Yeah, so they go to this bonfire. So Karma makes this shady comment about she can't hang out with Amy because she has to go to this, like, really exclusive lifeguard party. And Shane kind of does the same thing to Liam and Amy and says, I have this lifeguard party, you guys can't come. Anyways, Liam and Amy crash it, of course, because they're jealous.
Yeah, I think it's funny that that's what brings them two together.
Yeah.
It's like they're kind of enemies, but, you know, they have a common agenda going on.
Well,
so.
They've
yeah.
been brought together before.
Oh, yes.
Well, we
in more ways than one. So,
faking it.
So they're so into going to this party. Is it because they're jealous of Karma or Shane, or they're jealous of their friendship?
I think they wanted to go back to how it was.
Right.
Pure point blank. You know what I'm saying? And then maybe that helped them really get over, because I hear them kept saying over and over again that they were over you know, Karma and yeah, Karma period. But they both were over Karma. But I don't believe that because they kept saying it, and we've seen it before.
Right.
So I don't think you answered the question. Faking it, keep testing me.
Oh, what is it saying?
Faking the HQ. She said, "What were your thoughts on this Dylan guy?"
Yeah. So.
Wait, who was Dylan?
Dylan's the Hawaiian guy. Yeah, shark skin.
I just wrote down
shark. Every time I said that, it reminds me of Finding Nemo when they go shark bait. Ooh ha ha. You know that part when he has to like cross the thing in the fish tank? All right. Anyways, that's like one of my favorite movies. Anyways, we'll move on. But it was interesting that Liam was already acting jealous about whatever was going on at this bonfire before we were even introduced to Dylan.
Yeah, well, I think it's funny that I feel like when Liam and Shane were having lunch or whatever it is that they were doing, it's like Liam kept on inquiring about Karma. It's like, oh, I don't care about her, but like, you know, what's she been up to? Like, what's she doing?
And he kind of played it off as, oh, it's hard to see your ex move on like I have, you know? So it'll be so hard for her to see me as happy as I am, but really, like, how's she doing? You know what I mean? It's like, he's not over it.
You want me to say something?
You looked like you had something to say.
No, I'm agreeing with both of you.
Yeah, okay.
I just think it was shady how Karma just came to the table and told all the news when Shane was just like, thank you, babe. Like, dang. Like,
yeah.
Because he didn't want Liam to come to the freaking bonfire, and you were just like, well, Lauren is going.
Yeah, Lauren's going.
Girl.
So let's talk about Lauren. Let's catch up with Lauren. We meet her after the summer. Her speech went viral, and it was featured on Huffington Post, and now she has 5,000 followers, and she is famous.
Okay, 5,000 followers.
Yeah, she is an inspirational leader.
I had 5,000 followers last season. Yeah. Catch up, boo.
Oh wow, oh, Corset. Hair flip.
Well, you know, I don't believe in followers. I believe in supporters, so that's why I got
Yeah. Well, she has followers. I don't know if she has supporters. Oh. All right. So she's happy Amy's back, but she's not happy Amy's back and still talking about Karma. Mm-hmm. And she's also having a friendship audition situation because now Lisbeth has gone away somewhere. And
let's talk about Amy's mother on Tinder, though.
Yeah. Would you swipe right,
Cortez, for who?
For Amy's mom?
Left block. I can't believe
you're not into older women.
I love the writers on this show because I like how they bring in today's things that are going on.
Yeah, it's
funny. On the show. I love that.
Yeah.
But I'm shocked that they actually said Tinder because you know that other app that they were trying to bring up.
A Squirkle.
And then there was another one too. The gay one that Shane was
like,
I can't remember.
It was like Grindr, but it was like a new.
That had a funny name.
Yeah, and I was just like, name. Why are they making up Apple's apps and then all of a sudden they're gonna say Tinder?
Maybe they got paid to put Tinder.
Yeah, I'm sure Tinder probably sponsored them in
some
way.
Yeah,
I'm sure.
Hooked them up, you know.
Yeah, so Lauren is having these auditions to find a new Lisbeth, basically, and I mean that's just typical Lauren. We can't be surprised by that.
Mm-hmm.
But this new girl comes in, Erica, who you can tell that Lauren's excited that she like actually finds someone that she thinks could be a real friend. Mm-hmm. But then later in the episode when Erica brings up that she wants to post this picture so that she can get more followers because Lauren's in it, basically. So she realizes that Erica's just in this friendship for the publicity of it.
And we also learned that Lauren doesn't really like beautiful friends. She wants her friends to look less attractive than she does.
I don't think it was about that.
Oh, no, for her to walk in and just say, oh, yeah, look, her hair was like, what she said?
Well, I think she was like, this is someone who's like me. Like, right. I felt, well, yeah, whatever.
But look at all the Lauren's, Elizabeth's
that was in
there. I
think that she was like, oh my God, this is like kind of a normal person who I could be friends with. And then when she realized later that she's actually, the girl is only there because of who she is and that she could get some followers from being friends with her, she was like, all right, you're out.
You gotta go.
I think it's just funny, like, if you paid attention right when, you know, Erica walked in, she's like, you know, excuse me, is it too late? And right off the bat, Lauren was, like, down for her just because she was pretty or whatever.
Yeah.
And her little sidekick that was, like, taking care of the clipboards was like, you know, are you sure you want to do this? Like, you want to make sure she's here for the right reasons. And it's just, like, ironic because...
But did I miss something? Know? What happened to the other girl?
She said she left. Yeah, she was like, she left. It happens or whatever.
Oh, she got...
I mean, maybe we'll find out what
happens. Yeah, maybe fired we'll find up, so. Out. Yeah, she got fired or whatever.
Our contract ended.
But yeah, Olivia, I think that's an interesting point, too, because she's getting rid of this Erica person for the wrong reasons, but she really, like, brought her on for the wrong reasons as well.
It's like she doesn't want to, but it's funny because she's kind of getting a taste of her own medicine.
Yeah.
She doesn't want to be friends with someone that could possibly, potentially be her equal.
Right.
So she, you know.
Lauren is not, as much as she wants a real friend, a genuine friendship, she doesn't want to share the spotlight. So you've got to, in a real friendship, you like want your friend to shine just as much as you do or whatever. So I don't know. She's an interesting character, but I think my favorite character on the show.
Whom?
Lauren. I love her. She's hilarious. Like, I love how, like, sassy she is, and, you know.
I never thought about
having Amy's also my favorite. Like, Amy and Shane are, like,
yeah.
I never thought about having a favorite. Do you have a favorite?
I don't know. I feel like I think it switches sometimes. Sometimes I think it depends. One, yeah. But, you know.
I really enjoy watching Lauren's scenes. I'm entertained by them, and I'm also entertained always by Shane's scenes.
I think for me, I get that because me with Lauren / Bailey, because you know I always have
you
to call
always
her Bailey
call
now.
Her Bailey.
Since
yeah.
she's been on the show, it's like because I kind of feel like we had a good show with her.
Yeah,
it's like And then I know her lifestyle. Like, yeah. I know she's married. She's a grown woman. And she's playing this high school.
She is a grown woman.
That's crazy and she's that playing they could
this,
do that.
Right. And it's just to see her on the set, I'm like, wow. Like, so I think that would probably be one of my favorites. But I never thought about him in a favorite.
She
That's
kills
funny.
It then.
Yeah.
Yeah. So let's go back to this whole bonfire scene where, so Dylan is kind of leading the group and telling, like, deep scar stories and how, like, he does all these cool things and it's all good and... He's, like, just, like, a surfer dude bro who, like, lives each moment.
Yeah, he's, like, totally, you know? Like, you know.
He's, like, a Tumblr account.
Hey, I see it.
You know what I mean? With the, like, all right, anyways.
No, explain. Please
but
explain.
That's, like, totally. And so here's the thing with this episode that we're seeing with Karma. Mm-hmm. So she's saying it's all good, just like Dylan does every 2 seconds. She's doing whatever the rest of the crowd's doing. She's... maybe getting a tattoo, which we find out she does. Mm-hmm. She's cliff jumping when she's afraid of heights. So she's going back to what she always does, which is trying to fit in, doing whatever the crowd is doing to be cool. And that's where this whole show started. She pretended to be a lesbian because it was cool.
Right.
She pretended to do all these things because it was cool when it's really not her. So we're still not seeing Karma be herself.
Herself.
I feel like they're all competing of, like, who changed the most over the summer.
Yeah.
And it's like...
So who do you guys think changed the most?
Well, do you all change the most? The most? I would say neither. I don't think they changed at all. But I was going to say, I feel like... do you guys, like, really fight like that for real? Do you remember doing that with your best friend?
No.
Not with my best friend. I think they fight a little bit too much. It's, like, exhausting for me. I'm like, you shouldn't even be friends anymore.
See, here's the thing. They're not just friends. They've, like, made out and pretended to be a couple. Like, I didn't do that with my friend.
Yeah, I can't say I did either, but...
I didn't go to Hester High, so I cannot relate to
imagine
their
experience.
Imagine
us going to Hester High. We would be very popular.
Very progressive.
Yes. You think?
We would be very popular.
I hope so.
So how do you? Who do you feel that changed the most?
I think they're all fronting. I don't think anybody has changed.
Yeah. I don't think anyone has.
They're talking all this stuff about evolving and whatever. Yeah. Amy, like, may or may not be over Karma. Mm. Karma's still just real passive aggressive.
Karma's if I had so to pick, salty.
She really salty.
She, man, if I had to pick someone that has changed or switched their feelings, shift their feelings, would probably be Shane. Because he's not thinking about, what's his name anymore? The one that got the fighter.
Yeah. And he's... The only thing that's changed is he's friends with Karma now.
True.
No, I mean, like, himself, he's changed.
Oh.
His feelings for, like, worrying about... What's
Duke,
his name?
Duke. Yeah.
What's my mind? I don't
Maybe
remember.
He's over his, like, you know, games of exposing everybody. But, I mean, he doesn't have anything to expose yet.
Yeah.
True.
Right now he's pretty neutral, but we're only one episode in.
Yeah.
So the whole thing with him, let's talk about him and Liam for a second. So Liam is what he's expressing that he's jealous of. It could be a lot of Karma, but he's also jealous that this new guy that Karma's with is so close with Shane, and mm-hmm. that's his best friend. Mm-hmm. And so that's like Dylan's like literally replacing him because he's dating that. His ex-girlfriend and he's best friends with his best friend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know?
Do you think Dylan is up to something or that he's someone that's like kind of
I think he's just like...
Yeah, but they're definitely trying to find some flaws
something,
in him.
Yeah.
Like, oh,
something.
You know, sums up with them.
But. He's like, he's not really Hawaiian. Yeah. Walk over some coals.
he reminds me of Tim. Is it Tim?
Who?
He seems like a genuine dude.
Yeah, I feel like he's just like in his own element and he's just like innocently been brought into this weird square of people. But I have to say, I feel like I would be jealous too if I were Liam, if my best friend was best friends with my ex-girlfriend's new boyfriend.
Yeah.
It's bizarre.
Right? Like, yeah. I feel like he has a little, like, that's a little relatable.
A little, that's a lot relatable.
Okay,
good. I mean, because you can get over your ex, but like your best friend is like, yo, I need you to like
be on my side.
Yeah.
Not like make out with her. But
and not necessarily be on my side, but I need to talk about her when I want to talk about her.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that makes sense.
And he feels
and not only are they friends, but the ex, the new boyfriend is friends with that. Yeah. Like, it's weird.
But like, it's Shane's fault too, because Shane was like egging it on though. He was just like, yeah, man, you're so cool. Like, all that. And then when he said he's the best person in the world, or the best, what did he say? Something about the best.
He's got the best nipples?
No. When Dylan came and brought them the drinks before they did the walking on the cold, he said something about you're literally the best person I've ever met. And he was like, literally the best. And Leo was like, what? So I get that. Like, don't rub it in if you're going to be like, you know, this is your friend.
Right.
Don't do that, bro.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
So let's talk about how we ended here. So Karma ends up getting this tattoo even though Amy tried to stop her. And we see her crying. And that was after they fought. Because Karma wants an apology from Amy. And Amy is not willing to apologize for leaving. But she did say, I'm sorry that it hurt you.
I think she could give her an apology, but not the apology that she wants.
Right.
The whole point of leaving. I think Amy can apologize for... revolving her emotions or feelings for her, but not necessarily apologizing for her leaving.
Yeah. I think maybe the way she went about it, like, that may deserve an apology, because I don't know, it's kind of sad your best friend just kind of like dips out on you and doesn't even tell you what's going on, but at the same time it was definitely necessary. And like, what's she gonna do if Karma doesn't like her?
Right, and she has to get over it if they want to be friends. Mm-hmm. Which, you know, that's a whole nother conversation if that's even possible to have just like a platonic relationship with someone that you were in a relationship with.
And maybe Karma is in denial. Maybe she did catch some type of feelings for Amy, and plus the fact that that's her best friend.
She's definitely she found some type of way.
She's the one who kissed her last. Like, it's her fault.
Right, and when... And when Amy was saying, I'm 100% over you, like, we should be celebrating, blah, 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 Karma didn't even seem, like, happy about that, or she was like, yay, or whatever. Like, she reacted in a really weird way.
Rude.
Right. So, do you guys think it's fair for Karma to want the apology she's wanting from Amy?
No, not that specific, like I said, like, not that specific, apology, but an apology could help. But I mean, both of them can apologize to each other.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Yeah. So. And I mean, like, do you think that Amy should apologize for leaving?
No. I think she left for obvious reasons. And I think Karma just has to, like, accept that, you know?
Yeah.
You just gotta do what you gotta do.
Yeah.
Why do you... Because I feel like there's some energy, like, you feel like she needs to apologize.
No, I totally... No, I agree.
Do you want her to apologize?
I'm so team Amy on this particular situation, because she had to do what she needed to do. She's in love with this person. They drunkenly made out with her. You know what I mean?
And she's just playing, like, games with her.
It's just, like, 2 months.
I'm sorry.
I don't think she should apologize for doing what she needed to do to better herself. I think she should apologize for, I mean, she did, but for hurting Amy, I mean, Karma, however she did.
No, I mean, I don't see her, like, really trying to get over karma, is what I'm saying, because I've seen this Amy
before.
But
that's what she was doing by leaving.
But 3 months is nothing. Like,
that's nothing, man. It takes a while to get over
someone. High school, I feel like that's a lot.
But no, that's even worse when you're younger because you don't have the maturity that you have as an adult.
When you put it in perspective, it's like my mind's in high school.
School was like, especially in school, if I see you, I'm like, ugh, those feelings are going to stay there. But, so for 2.5 months, if I don't see you, that's good. I can go and mess around with someone else. Right. But when we start back school and I see you, it's going to be like,
God damn. Right. No, I get it's complicated. It really is.
And then again, I guess it depends on what sign you are, because I know a Taurus can. A Taurus can, a Gemini can, like, you're going, you're S'd out.
I don't know what a Capricorn would do. That's me. I think I'm stubborn somehow.
I'm a Capricorn too.
Okay. All right. So we're stubborn.
Go ahead. Like, I never had bar friends before. Let's talk about it.
No. So my short answer is no. I don't think Amy should have to apologize for leaving because that was something she needed to do to better herself. And my other answer to the first question, I don't think it's fair for karma to want her to apologize for doing something that she needed to do for herself. But they should apologize for hurting each other. Like, I don't know. It's confusing.
True.
All right. Let's pull up some of these Twitter questions because we had a ton.
I know Larissa wanted us to shout her out. Hey, Larissa, you going to speak back? I'm just kidding. So it's Larissa. It's at LarissaGirl23. How are you, girl? Thanks for tweeting us today. Ooh, along with Roy. Oh, man, I need to put my phone down because I dropped my phone.
You did that here?
Yeah. Oh, I dropped my phone, guys, and it's the Samsung S6 Edge Plus. Awesome phone. And so for me to have it like that,
all right,
y'all
I'm gonna shout
it. Don't be cutting me off. Don't be cutting me off.
And Nayla?
Hey.
All right.
Thank you. All right. So who? Who?
Okay. I'm going to start. Well, let's start with Larissa because we are going to shout her out. Larissa Girl 23. She said, was it good or bad that Amy was interrupted before giving Karma that rehearsed speech? And I think it was bad.
I replied that it was rude.
It's rude.
Yeah. But then I said, we go and see why. You know what I'm saying? She was upset with her, so we go and see why.
Right.
But that whole, I was at work, that sounded just like me.
Yeah.
That was so me. Like, oh, I'm at work. I didn't have time for that. But what did you think?
She was just real snippy with her. Like, I don't know. But I feel like maybe she did need to be interrupted because sometimes you just gotta, like, it was too rehearsed. I don't know.
I mean, she said what she needed to say, and then she said it again later. I don't know. Avi Stokes says, do you guys think Amy is over karma? No.
Never.
Maybe. I don't know.
I feel like this is a rehearsed. No one is over no one. Everything is just a Band-Aid just for that moment. It was just a Band-Aid just for that moment. And you know, like, when you think it's healed, you kind of, like, take the Band-Aid off. And then you realize that it's not healed.
She
and then that's
ready.
Your last Band-Aid. And you can't, and you can't find another Band-Aid because you ripped it off because you thought it was healed and it's not healed.
Hate when that happens.
Yeah.
All right. Faking it feels says, what did you think about Carmi's fight? And who do you think should apologize first?
It's not about who apologized first. They just both need to do it. I think now at this point, I think is if I were to take this episode, I would definitely say Karma.
Yeah. But she's not going to. I don't think
Karma is so stubborn, but she's
a Capricorn.
She's so salty about everything. Like, she's just throwing so much shade, and I think that she just needs to grow up and understand from Amy's perspective that it could be hard.
I concur. Yeah.
Faking it, HQ, we kind of already answered your questions throughout the episode, but we'll just shout you out anyway. They asked us about what we think about Dylan, and they also asked us about how everyone's changed. So we definitely answered that, but thank you for tweeting us.
Yes, and hello to Dustin B3350. He said, this season looks really great and glad to see you guys back.
Dustin, love him. Yeah. He's been with us from the start.
Yeah.
And Roya tweeted us and says, hashtag Liam turned British over the summer. So we'll just leave that there. We will leave that there.
She said she needs to, what did she say? What was her example? She was just like, they need to do like Fuller House did, have him go and do an intern.
Like Stephanie did. She came back. Yeah. And Anela, I'm probably saying this wrong. A-N-E-L-A.
Anela?
She says, shark skin was a stereotypically exaggerated character, not authentically Hawaiian at all.
I don't think we thought that it was Hawaiian at all. I think we were just trying to, because when you said shark skin, like, where was it coming from? Because they all had nicknames.
They all had nicknames. Yeah, well, they in the show, they're, like, talking about walking on coal and that he does, like, that he does the Hawaiian things. And then she continues and says, well, I wasn't expecting it to be authentic. It's a TV show after all. It was just too much. Overall, the episode was exciting, and Carmi drama mixed with Liam Delacy is very interesting.
I get
Thank you for your tweets.
I hope we are saying that right, but her handle is Aloha Anila.
So maybe she must know. She has inside.
She was like, "Oh, baby, no, don't get it twisted. That's not Hawaiian."
She is just letting it know. All right, let's get into. Do we have anything else before we get into predictions?
Yes, let's talk about our new show, The Tomorrow Show.
Oh yeah. Okay, so you guys, our creator, the guy.
Why are you gonna prep it up like that?
I just got really excited.
Wait, you guys. Wait. Okay. No. Wait. No.
Right, now that you officially have my attention. I mean, I have your attention, so I really bet. Anyways, it's been a long day. So you guys know our creator, Kevin Undergaro.
Just got married.
Engaged.
I mean, sorry.
About to get married.
Wow.
Just got engaged.
Just really stepping.
Like, 19 years. How many times? 20 years.
Yeah, been together 19 years with our co-founder Maria Menounos, and so he has a new show. Set in his garage. It's the Tomorrow Show. And they basically just talk about entertainment news.
Well, if you
and
like,
it has a Star Trek vibe.
I was gonna
it's super
say, yeah,
cool.
Yeah.
Fellow AfterBuzzers, Roxy Stryer and Ashley Daniels. If you guys watch any other AfterBuzz shows, you've probably seen them. They're also on it. They host it with Kevin. Super fun show. It's every Monday and Thursday. They're live streaming. You can go to thetomorrowshow.com. It's also streaming on iTunes, just like we are right now. And they just are crazy, and it's entertaining. It's from 7 to 9 Pacific time. So that's 10 to 12 Eastern time.
And that's
every Monday and Thursday.
That's thetomorrowshow.com, not tomorrowshow.com. Thetomorrowshow.com. You can also follow them on all handles as well, social media handles as The Tomorrow Show.
Perfect.
So great.
And they give a lot of like behind the scenes stuff in Hollywood. It's super interesting.
Dope.
So. See you guys
I like
there.
The little thing they have going on with the little Star Trek theme.
Yeah, you should check out the promo video. Yeah. Make a little cameo in there.
Oh, you do? Hey,
girl. Hey.
You was in the van?
No, I was holding a little martini for like 2 seconds.
Nice.
So, great job, Kevin and Maria.
All right. So, with that said, let's get into some predictions.
I missed this.
Now.
I wanted to do that the whole show.
Earthquake!
Sorry, I was just playing with the background a little bit. All right, let's go by character. Do you guys just want to throw them out there?
Let's throw it out there. I'm
throw them out there.
Just kidding.
Cortez, you go first.
I would definitely say that, like I said before, I think that no one is over anyone. I don't think
we're
that
right back
all.
Where we started.
Right back where we started. I just think we're a little bit more mature as far as how they're going to handle themselves. Because as we can see, like, they're really getting into, like, fighting each other and, like, really going in with the predictions. I really think that the fighting that Karma and Amy are going to do, the tables are going to switch.
Okay.
Amy is going to lose her entrance, and Karma is going to be the one that's wanting to be with her. And because she wants her back in her life, she's going to try to be intimate with her to have her back in her life.
Well, we all know how Karma loves attention. So once Amy's attention's no longer on her, she's probably going to have a problem with that.
Yeah.
And as we can see, when Zeta says, oh, so I feel like you're only with me because you're trying to get over Karma, that's totally correct.
Yeah. Totally. So Liam obviously isn't over Karma. Mm-hmm. And I feel like for once we see some like true backstabbings about to go down between Amy and Karma. Karma might print Amy's journal for the whole school to see, and Amy releases some sort of video about Karma, I guess.
And I kind of feel kind of weird. Don't chop my head off or start unfollowing me or stuff like that.
Oh, no.
But I kind of feel like this
don't
whole
chop
little
his head off.
This whole little thing with Liam and Shane, like. That whole flirt, I feel like they were flirting.
No.
Yo, that they were flirting,
Liam
yo.
Liam was trying to have an inside
I'm
joke
sorry.
With Shane. Like,
they're just homies.
That sounded a little too sweet to me. It's just like, I do not do that with my homie. I'm just like, yo, you mad? I'm mad too. Yo, let's get over it. Get over it. Boom. Like, I ain't with
they're
that.
They're on a good page, though. So they ended on a good note. So I think.
Sorry.
All right.
Do you guys think that Dylan's going to be in the picture for much longer?
Well, Shane said that he was transferring to Hester
because
he said it was a work friend who's now turning into a school friend. So I guess we will be seeing more of him. We will be seeing the character that we saw in the preview that was kissing Shane. That's the character that they found off of a nationwide audition that they did for a transgender character or transgender actor. Mm-hmm. And so they're bringing him on the show now. And so that's a really great thing.
Correct title would be trans male.
Yeah. Well, they were searching.
You
looked
at me like.
Well, no, their search was for a transgender actor. So okay. So anyway, so I'm curious to see how that storyline will tie in with everyone else's. Yeah. And it looks like it's being brought in to be a part of Shane's storyline. So
maybe so.
Guess we'll see.
What if Duke comes back? Because he just went for training or something.
I feel like he's going to pop up somewhere.
He's going to pop up. While he's with someone. While Shane is with someone else.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Yeah, maybe. Mm-hmm. And that's always the case.
Maybe we should go
always
and be writers
what you can't
on Faking It.
Have. What?
Maybe we should go be writers on Faking It.
I know. We should talk to Carter.
Let's
Covington.
Go. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Any other predictions, you guys?
No, what
about
yours?
Lauren? Well, I just kind of been mine through my
just there. You're trying to piggyback off of us. That's why you asked us first.
Yeah.
Rude. No, Lauren... I don't have anything with Lauren. I feel like she's going to get to a point where we're going to see where she is maybe, just maybe, going to become a different, more caring person.
Yeah, well, we see she and Amy are definitely getting pushed closer together now that Karma's kind of...
Well, I like that they're close now.
Me too.
And I like that they're hugging now. She's like, oh, I guess we hug now.
I like it.
I like it.
I like when there's sometimes, like when she was trying to find out if her mom was cheating on her dad.
Yeah.
Like, I like that. Where they like weren't friends but were friends.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. Amy's going to need a friend because she doesn't have Karma. Shane's friends with Karma, so she doesn't have
friends. She has the pussy explosion.
Well, we know Lauren doesn't have any friends now, so.
Yeah. Amy and Lauren are good for each other because they're not really connected to anyone else. Like, Amy and Shane are still friends, but Shane is friends with Karma, so it's not like you can talk about Karma to Shane because he's friends with Karma.
But that kind of stinks. Like, he was Amy's, like, right-hand man for a while, and now Karma stole him away.
I know. It's a damn shame. What will happen? All right. I think that about does it.
That about
for
did
us.
It.
Olivia, would you like to sign off? Let everybody know where they can find you.
You guys can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at the real underscore O underscore G.
You on the real?
Real OG.
Are you on the real?
The real OG.
I knew I saw her on the real. What's going on, everyone? You can also find me on all social media handles as Cortez G West. Hit me up, guys. I love to talk to you guys. I like when you guys DM me in private DM.
And
I'm like, ooh.
It goes down in the DM.
It goes down in the DM. Hey, it goes down in the DM. What can they find?
What's
me
going down in your DM?
I'll show you, baby. I'm just kidding.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay. All right, guys. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Sterling Cates. And of course, you can find us next Tuesday at 8 o'clock. On AfterBuzz TV, recapping next week's episode, and we will see you then.
Yes, you can also find us on AfterBuzz TV, as on all social handles as well, since Miss Thing didn't say it.
Oh yeah, AfterBuzz TV on Instagram, Twitter, iTunes, SoundCloud, blah, blah, blah.
Greatest top fives, boom.
All right, bye guys.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.